Freak. Freak. Accident. Freak. Accident.
Transformers. More than meets the eye.
One last up to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
You know, we could, like, go to jail for this.
Am I going mad? Or did the word fake escape your lips?
I might be dangerous.
You know, it's late, but I can't help but groove to that song. It's awesome. Just, can you bite your bottom lip and just... Yeah. You know, I like Mute Math. I think they're a great band. But that song is so bad. It's good. I mean, it's so bad, I'm going to probably put it on an iPod and hope that it comes up in my shuffle at least once a year. It's that bad, but it's that good. Yeah, all right. All right. This is not a full-length episode of The Freak Accident, and I apologize to the faithful who have stuck by me. I think there's about three or four of you out there that faithfully download and listen to a new episode every time it comes out. I am working on a few plans to make sure that I, on a more regular basis, probably within the next month or so, with some new ideas to make The Freak Accident a more enjoyable and consistent listening pleasure for you and for me. Well, maybe not listening for me, but anyway, today I'm going to talk about, as you guessed it, the theme that played at the beginning of the show. I'm going to talk about the Transformers movie. Now, I swore that due to my consistent bashing of the Transformers film for the last year or so, that paying for the film out of my own pocket would be hypocritical. And not only that, I figured any money that I would spend that would go into the coffers of someone who is just repulsive and repugnant, such as Michael Bay, I didn't want my money to be part of that. So forgive me if my thoughts are scattered. It's 1:30 in the morning, and I've been working all week at my in-laws' house, helping them out, and I'm not complaining about that, but I'm a little out of it. But I did get a chance to go see the Transformers film, and I did not pay for it. Somebody else was nice enough to pay for my ticket so I could go in there guilt-free with an open mind and hopefully walk out to admit how wrong I was about my skepticism and my cynicism regarding the film. And while I would like to admit that I was wrong, I can't do that. All right, I didn't hate the movie. Let me get that out of the way. I didn't hate it. I didn't think it was the worst movie ever made. That still is held by something else, I'm sure, like Howard the Duck. It's not Howard the Duck bad, but it's pretty dang close. I think this movie had a lot of potential to be really good, and it was wasted because it was given over to people who didn't seem to care about the legacy of the Transformers in the minds of fans of the franchise for the last couple of decades, but they only cared about making it quote-unquote realistic. Michael Bay has been on record stating that the original Transformers movie from 1987, I think, that the original looked like crap and it was stupid, and he wasn't going to go that route. And I personally feel that he didn't understand the fan base and didn't understand the appeal that the Transformers had and still have to people around the world, not only here in the States, but in Japan and all over Asia. From what I understand, the Transformers fan base is larger than or second only to the Star Trek fan base around the world. So there's a lot of people that were willing to pay money to see a good Transformers movie. And obviously there was a lot of people willing to pay money to see a really bad one, because it did finish, much to my chagrin, number one last weekend, but it's not going to finish number one this weekend. Our little boy, the wizard, Harry Potter, is probably going to kill the Transformers this weekend. In fact, when I went to the movies last night, I saw that the line was out the door in a small theater in a rural area for Harry Potter. So Harry Potter is going to kill the Transformers this week, and I knew that was going to happen. I said it before, and I will say it again. Harry Potter will kill the Transformers this weekend. But anyway, on to talking about the movie itself. The good parts of the movie. Shia LaBeouf. You know, kid's a good actor. He's funny. And I think he's definitely the next John Cusack. And that's saying a lot. John Cusack is one of my favorite actors of all time. He's picked a couple stinker movies. But, you know, he was in Con Air. I mean, come on. But he's appealing, and he's never... Shia LaBeouf, I'm talking about. He likes to mix up his roles and do different things. He's good at comedy, and he's also good at drama. He's definitely a kid that I can see in 20 years being a very popular leading man. However, Transformers is not going to be a high point in his career. It may have made a lot of money, but it's not a good movie. The effects are beautiful, and nothing is cooler than watching some giant 10-story robots fighting each other in the middle of L.A. or wherever the city was that this movie was taking place. I personally think that Michael Bay is good at creating realistic environments for explosions and stuff of that nature, and he did a good job at that. So, mark your calendars. It's official. I respect Michael Bay's ability to create pretty pictures. However, this story left a lot to be desired. And I mean a lot. Let's go over a few of the highlights, shall we? Or lowlights, if you'd like to refer to them like that. Number one, the Autobots find Shia LaBeouf's character, Sam, through eBay. And the Decepticons do as well. The Autobots learn their language from the World Wide Web. Bumblebee can't communicate because he lost his voice box in battle, which I'm okay with, but he can only communicate using songs. And they somehow conveniently turn up on the radio in convenient manners, such as when the girl is walking away from Shia LaBeouf's character. The girl is Michaela, who is beautiful, by the way. This Michaela girl is walking away, and all of a sudden, Baby Come Back comes on the radio. And there's all sorts of interesting, funny, cutesy things. I think that was Steven Spielberg's influence on the movie, because Spielberg likes to throw cutesy crap in there. And it just did not work. Bumblebee is a great character, and, you know, I did laugh a few times at Shia LaBeouf, but, and his interaction with Bumblebee, but I didn't laugh hard enough to give it a high review number. Other bad things, or highlights. How about highlights? Let's go for highlights. Good things. Bernie Mac was great. I like Bernie Mac. Anthony Anderson was great. Everything else was not good. I I thought the no Autobots, besides Bumblebee, were given a chance to really be fleshed out. They didn't seem like I could care about any of them. And I didn't care about the Decepticons. I didn't care about their war. I didn't care about anything. I just cared about the fact that I had somebody waste $7 for me to see this pile of crap. And it was also really long. I think it was like 2.5 hours. And it just went on and on and on. And the robot action was very minimal. And I believe that they could have done a lot more with the robots. And they could have made the robots a little more easy to relate to. More easy. It's late. Easier to relate to. I didn't feel any connection with any of them except for Bumblebee. I thought Bumblebee was a strong character and could have been stronger if he didn't communicate through songs. But overall, the movie itself is just a bunch of pretty pictures thrown together with a very loose, very horribly written plot that just made me want to scream. There was too much wrong with it. And as a note, I read the script about a year ago, and Michael Bay swore that the script that had leaked was not the script he shot from. And I just want to go on record by saying that he lied. This was almost verbatim the script that I read and the script that I highly criticized. However, there was a mention of this, and this is the worst thing about the movie. Optimus Prime does not have lips, or should not have lips. I don't care if he's trying to talk. He can talk through the mask. He did it in the cartoon. He should not have lips. I can go on and on about how ugly Megatron looked and how he looked like not a Decepticon, but a Bionicle. I could talk more about the paper-thin plot, but I won't. The movie itself is a turd, and you can't polish a turd. You only get crap on your hands. So I'm going to give this, just because of Anthony Henderson and Bernie Mac and Shia LaBeouf, and the looks of the fight scenes, which I thought were great, I'm going to give this a 2 out of 5. And that's a lot more than I would have given it a year ago. But remember, in 20 years we're going to look back and we're going to think, yeah, that's a lot like the Masters of the Universe movie from 1987. Michael Bay's Transformers. More than meets the eye. But dear Lord, why did it have to meet our eyes? I'm Jeremy. Keep tuned in to the Freak Accent. We'll be back in newer form as soon as I can get to it. Later.
The Force will be with you. Always.
Freak Bite.